With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are housewives of true crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime, Monday edition. Yeah.
Word.
How's it? Goes it?
How's
it? I'm just going to assume that you are tan and wonderful and lovely because you just had a vacation that hasn't really happened yet. But when you guys all hear this, Gretchen is going to be so relaxed. She's not even going to know what to do with herself.
That would be good because I've been so stressed out.
I know. It's kind of funny how that happens, right? When you're like going on vacation and then you're like, it's so stressful. You're like, why am I so stressed?
Because I just want to have, I'm driving my husband cuckoo bananas because I just want to have everything done before we go. I don't want that gnawing feeling.
Yeah, I get
it. He told me, I'm gonna make a t-shirt that says, I have so much to do.
Yeah, that's good. You're like, it's true.
I'm like, I do. I have so much to do.
You know what's funny is I think that our line of work, me and you, it doesn't seem to the outside like we have that much to do. Right? Like no one sees us researching and writing and all
the administrative stuff, all that stuff adds up, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not just that. I got kids stuff to do. I got subscriptions I need to cancel. Oh. Like I got a laundry list of things that I just want to get my list, everybody's got a list.
Oh, I've got such a long list. I have a return list that is out of control.
Oh, I got returns adding up today. Yep. I've got one last thing that's coming in. I just returned a couple of things from, I want to say Temu, but if I was with some of my friends, they would correct me and say Temu.
What? It's not Temu?
They say it's Temu.
Oh, usually yeah. I think that you're wrong with what you say. Like when you said the Taliban. Oh my God. All right. I don't know if anybody realized this, but the recording was a little bit off. Like Gretchen and I had
so embarrassing.
A little delay.
I really apologize about that. Yeah. But
when I noticed it, it was already like halfway through our episode. And so, or it wasn't halfway, but it was like enough way where I was like, we're not going to start over. I'm going to deal with it and we're going to like try to make it work. But I was dying laughing inside when you kept saying Taliban, but like, I couldn't really correct you because it was like,
well, yeah, you didn't interject much during that. And so I would just like move on. Like,
I know because of the delay.
I know. They probably think we were like pissed off at each other because we weren't talking very much, but that is not true.
That was not true. It was just, this was a couple weeks ago, but so I always thought it was Temu, but I have seen some recent commercials. So I'm going to listen closer.
I returned a couple things. Yeah. Apparently that's where they learned that. Oh. I returned a couple things and you know what they said?
What?
Just keep them.
What?
Then I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, don't do that to me, Temu. Then it's just going to take up space at my house. You know,
because
it's like so hard to just like throw it away. Like, no, I need to pack it up and send it back.
I mean, donate it, right? I'm in the purge phase of my life right now because we just moved.
And so good.
Oh, girl, like when you get stuff organized, it is what life is about. I think that
my husband understood how hot it is to be organized.
I know, right?
Like a clean silverware drawer is so sexy.
My husband loves it.
They are always in the wrong slots, you know, and always like the kids get like funky stuff, you know, spilled from the counter. Like my silverware drawer is humiliating.
Okay. So
90% of the time
we moved and I was like, okay, we move in this house. Everybody's making their beds. We are going to be an organized family. Shit's going where it goes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So they've been very good about making their beds, but today, not so good. So I went upstairs.
Oh yeah. It doesn't last that long.
I took pictures so that I could show them. Mm-hmm. Then I took their electronics and I hid them. And so I'm like, when you make your bed correctly, like this picture, like I took a before and after, right? This is what you left your bedroom like. This is what I made your bed like. When your bed looks like this, you can have your electronics back. But I think that's the only way to do it. There's, you know.
Yeah, I did that. I pulled that. I said, like, you can't be on the computer. And if I have to pick up clothes off the floor of your room when you go to school. But I stopped kind of enforcing it. So everyone's gotten like lax.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to get lax. So I just have to be a stickler.
I would have to enforce it with my husband too. You know, he's actually like the worst committer, the clothes on the floor situation.
Yes, mine too. And don't anybody tell him that I said this, please. Okay. Because he does not like me talking about him on this podcast, but I just have to pick it up now and like not say anything. It's just part of my job.
I do too. I mean, I pick it up, like, you know, I pick it up bitterly and I store it in my stomach.
Yeah, I know.
And then there gets a point where I say, I don't even like any of you. I don't know why we live together. None of you. None of you short people. None of you husband.
Oh,
me and the dog. We're going to get our own place with a clean silverware drawer. And everybody puts their damn clothes away.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I mean, you could do that. But I've also had a friend that recently kind of did that. And then, you know, she'd like kind of looked other places for a minute. You're
telling me the grass is not always greener. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is not. Okay. Like,
I believe you, but I, at the same time, I think I could be happy with Scout. I just never get mad at that damn dog. She is so cute. I just sleep all up in her. You know, we like spoon. I'm going to miss her so much when I'm in Hawaii. She is just the best.
She is very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a cute story or a real awful story?
I have a real awful one.
Oh.
Because I love ya. Right?
You know, I
if
almost...
it was cute, this would be a DIY craft podcast, but it's not.
Yeah, those aren't as fun.
Mm-mm.
Are you guys with us?
Nope,
they're not,
nope.
Right? They're not. That's why you listen on Monday to so
this one's going to rope you in. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Okay. This week's case is not a listener suggestion.
Oh.
I was
That's your first
looking
in a long
into-
time.
I know. Listeners, keep them coming. Mm-hmm. I try to get to them, but you know, sometimes I'm just not feeling what's in front of me. And I was looking into one case and I came across this one and I was feeling it. So this is the story you're going to get.
Got it.
And giddy up, y'all, because it all goes down in the Princeton, Texas.
Oh.
Being your home state, are you familiar?
Well, listen up. I am familiar because... Yes, I've been there plenty of times, and I think it's just a little tiny dot on the Texas. I don't think it's a big
city. I mean, it's population around 20,000. It's like Dallas suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a nice place to live. Nice 3-bedroom home you could get for around $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's very reasonable for California, probably expensive for everywhere else. Yeah.
I think it's pretty reasonable for Texas even these days, and it is very close to like all the action. And there is also, I think you're close to lakes and you're close to downtown. So yeah, it's a good place to live for sure.
Yeah.
They have a great pole vaulting facility.
Oh, that's what I always look for when I'm looking at real estate.
That's why I've been to Princeton. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it is where Kelly Underwood had relocated to get a fresh start. Kelly had married right out of high school and had a couple kids, and like is so common with the young marriages, it just didn't shake out. Some years later, she got married again, and that didn't shake out either. Hmm. But Kelly persevered like, you know, badass single mamas do. But it was not always easy to make ends meet, of course, and things got exponentially harder for Kelly when she found out she had a brain tumor.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Shout out listener Audrey, who is still on the tumor journey and handling it like the rock star disco biscuit that she is. We're still thinking of you, girl.
Yes, 100%.
As for Kelly's diagnosis with a brain tumor, it led to brain surgery, which was successful, but it left part of her face paralyzed. And the recovery from the whole ordeal, even with lots of support from her family, was difficult for Kelly. Put her in a bit of a funk, which is totally understandable.
I would be in a funk too.
For sure. So in 2012, Kelly was invited by her friend Tiffany, who she had known since they had grown up together in Mesquite, Texas, to stay with her and her husband Ronnie while she got on her feet. Mesquite is not too far from Princeton, but it was far enough away for Kelly to feel like she was getting a real refresh, you know? Mm-hmm. Both Kelly and Tiffany were in their 40s now. Kelly's two older children were now grown and on their own, but her daughter Kaden was still a teenager and moved in with Tiffany and Ronnie as well in Princeton. I mean, it sounds really nice, actually, you know, in a way. If life happens, you find yourself struggling in one of those life funks and you just need a change of scenery to make a fresh start. A longtime girlfriend who's fortunate enough to have some stability going for them to step in and say, come live with us for a while till you get on your feet.
Yeah.
Right?
I would do it for you, just to let you know.
I know I would do it for you too. Thanks. In addition, but not for too long. Just kidding.
You're not kidding, by the way, but it's okay. Yeah.
In addition to giving Kelly a place to stay, Tiffany's husband, Ronnie, owned a fabrication company. And so he hired Kelly to work for the business. Mm-hmm. Kelly went to work as a welder.
Whoa.
I mean, I think that's pretty cool.
I don't know about living and working together. That is a little too much.
Well, I think, ding, ding, ding. Okay.
Just saying. Yeah. In one way or another, this is going to be like pound town. They're going to be pound town some way or all the ways.
Your ESPN is a way go today, Tab. Okay.
I didn't have my Red Bull.
Okay. You should have. I'm back on the Red Bull if you don't listen to Patreon, and I'm living my best life.
And you should listen to Patreon if you have not signed up yet. Go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, or on Apple, it's very easy. It's just the Clink Clink Club, and you can just do it right through your cell phone very easily. Just push the button to subscribe.
Word. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the word we were talking about, Tab, is that Kelly was a welder, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, eventually she moved on to an office manager position, but you know, I like a lady who's not afraid to get her hands dirty, mm-hmm. right? According to Kaden, Kelly's daughter, it was all really good when they first moved to Princeton. She felt like Tiffany and Ronnie genuinely cared about her and her mom, and everyone got along.
Yeah.
But that good feeling did not last forever. Tiffany got it in her head that her husband, Ronnie, and Kelly had caught feelings for each other, and she was not happy about it. Mm-hmm. Now, Kelly and Ronnie both denied that this was the case, but Tiffany would not let it go. To Tiffany's defense, Ronnie did have a history as a cheater pumpkin eater pre-Kelly ever moving in. And so, you know, I'm not co-signing on Tiffany having an irrational fear of her longtime friend having the hots for her husband, but I get it.
Okay, but Ronnie like good looking? Was he a disco ball or was he not? Or did it not really matter? I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter. People get banging no matter what.
Okay, you know, I'm not that discriminatory. So I can see it.
Oh, you can.
But I just...
Would I see it?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
But I'm very discriminatory.
Well, she really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. I get where Tiffany's coming from because I think, you know, once they cheat, you can never really trust them fully again. I mean, he cheated on her multiple times.
Listen, I don't know if I'd invite my girlfriend to be living with me then.
Except me. You just said you would.
You would trust me.
Yes.
But it didn't sound like they were as close as us.
Well, no, I don't think that they were. They had been friends since growing up, but they had kind of like gone separate ways, come back together. It was kind of like that. Yeah. Well, I also think, you know, given their ages, specifically Tiffany's age in her 40s, you know, she's possibly like perimenopausal. And if you did not know, that is a stage in life where many women handle triggerification not very well. Okay. Okay. I mean, trust me, I am one of those perimenopausal women, and I hang out with a bunch of crazy trigger happy bitches, right? So I could imagine it was like, okay, maybe Ronnie was like, great job at work today, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. And Tiffany was like, great
job.
What the fuck?
Did you say blow job? You asshole. Okay.
Okay.
I don't really know what happened. That's just what I'm imagining. Okay.
Right.
What we do know actually happened was that a situation that started out as Tiffany being kind-hearted for her old pal got kind of awkward and weird. And despite Kelly begging Tiffany to stay with Ronnie in the home, she moved out. Now, that had to have been tough, right? I feel like, God forbid, if I believed one of my friends betrayed me with my Fred, I'm not going to be the one that leaves the house and gives them the satisfaction of being together so freely. No way. I'm not leaving my damn house. I just bought new towels for the guest bathroom. You know what I mean? Those two need to leave together in shame and get their own damn towels. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. I mean, but Tiffany left.
Maybe that's just me. Tiffany left, though. No, she bounced on her 20-year marriage and lost, you know, a BFF in the process. Well, after Tiffany left, Kelly and her daughter still stayed in the house with Ronnie for a minute, like a couple of months, I think. Mm-hmm. But Kelly felt like it was time to get to step in when she sensed a possibility of escalating drama due to her living status. She had received notes on her car that said things like, home wreck and whore. Okay?
Okay. I don't know who those would come from.
Right? Well, okay. So outside the car is one thing. But when she found a note inside, that's when she had enough and got herself her own place. She still had a relationship with Ronnie because she was still working for him at the fabrication business. Okay. So the way friends of Kelly's tell this part is that Ronnie was just so damn over the top nice to Kelly. And seeing as how his marriage to Tiffany was definitely over and they were definitely no longer friends with each other, what the hell, girl? Go be with Ronnie. Mm. And so Ronnie and Kelly then began a romantic relationship.
I don't know about that.
Like, maybe Tiffany was not perimenopausal triggerified. Maybe she sensed it.
Yeah, of course she did. We have intuition. So even if they weren't boning at the welding shop, she knew they wanted to, and their minds were like, you know, not premenopausal. They were like,
it's in the eyes.
It's in the eyes. It is. You know when you know. I'm sorry. You just do. It's like, you know,
I'm having a flashback. One time, I had this boyfriend who used to take pictures of people all the time. Kids, back when we used film, okay? And he would get these pictures developed, and yes. I came across, he took a couple of pictures of a lovely lady in the sunlight. Oh my God, daggers. I stayed with him for like a couple of years after that, but like daggers in my heart. I knew he liked her.
And did they get together after you guys broke up?
I don't know, but I just knew.
Yeah.
You
know when you know.
Yeah. You just knew. Yeah. Okay. Well, I am willing to give Kelly the benefit of the doubt that's how it happened, that the relationship didn't start until, you know, their relationship with Tiffany was over between them both, right? You know, whatever. But I mean, for me, I don't play that. Like, I am never, ever, ever, ever getting together with my friend's ex ever.
No.
Like, even if we're not friends anymore, it's just weird, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure there are exceptions where it all works out and everybody is happy, but you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'll take a pass. Okay. And Kelly must have felt some kind of way about her relationship with her ex-friend, ex-husband, and current boss because she kept it on the DL, right? You know? Mm-hmm. So she's not like advertising that. So she kept it on the DL for the most part, but her daughter, Kaden, was aware. So Kaden was also aware that her new relationship with Ronnie and her mama was not perfect. We know that Ronnie has a history of cheating, and that's why Tiffany bounced. Well, same old story when he got involved with Kelly. Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Dude, this guy.
Mm-mm. Turns out he did not waste any time after Kelly moved out, moving in a new boo.
Wait,
this woman
moves
name,
out. Then Kelly moves
Tiffany
out.
Tiffany moves out, Kelly stays. Then a couple months later, Kelly moves out. Soon as Kelly moves out, like within the week, he moved somebody new in.
Okay. But he's still seeing Kelly on the side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This woman he moved in's name was Katie Robinson, and she is not unfortunate looking. And she was in her 20 something.
Okay.
To boot. Okay. Now, Ronnie definitely played both women for a good while, you know, telling the other that I don't even know what you're talking about. I am done with her. You know, you're the only one I want, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this Ronnie, he lays it on thick. He was telling Katie he loves her one minute and telling Kelly he wants to make her the next Mrs. Wellborn. Like the next minute.
Yeah.
So it went back and forth and forth and back between the three until Kelly learned that Katie was pregnant with Ronnie's child. That's when she smartly said, okay, I'm out. Kelly was, of course, a bit jilted and disappointed on account of the whole situation, but she sucked it up real hard and even went to Babies R Us and bought a gift for Katie in the spirit of moving forward. After all, she was still working with Ronnie. And so, you know, they're bound to run into each other in the future.
Oh my God.
I think people are kinder like that in Texas, right? I mean, you think?
Listen, I would not be buying any kind of baby gift.
No. Well, it was a nice gesture, but it didn't completely ease Katie's mind about her soon-to-be baby daddy because she texted Kelly right before she gave birth to the baby that she knew they haven't always been on the best of terms, but with the baby coming, she just wanted to know if it was really over between the two of them. Kelly replied, yes, it absolutely is. So Katie had the baby. And she's still hot, right?
Even because after you just
bounce back so damn. Yeah, because you bounce back so quick.
Because she's like 20 something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you would think Ronnie having the hotter young lady, that would be enough to keep him on the right path. Mm-hmm. But alas, Ronnie cannot seem to help himself. And he once again wandered over to the Cheater Cheater Pumpkin Eater Patch. And it was with Kelly. Damn it.
Now he's back with Kelly. This guy is all over the place. Come on.
I know. He must have some swagger, right? It doesn't really translate, but I mean, it must be there. Now, this time around, Ronnie and Kelly's side romance is really on the down low. But Kelly's daughter, Kaden, again, knew all about it. By this time, Kaden was graduated from high school and moved out of the house, but still close with her mom, Kelly. So Ronnie and Kelly are back to banging. And of course, on account of Kelly still doing so much work for Ronnie's company, he had the perfect excuse to frequent her house. You know, got to just pick up some paperwork. Well, Katie did not like that and kept tabs on his comings and goings. And one day when she was doing a drive-by, that's what 20-somethings do, drive-by, right?
I think they like, yeah. I don't, do they still drive-by or do they like just stop?
Follow them on social media?
Snapchat.
Okay. Well, back in the day, we used to do the drive-by.
Although this wasn't that proud. Long ago, right?
We're not proud, but we did it. Mm-hmm.
And this, but this happened how long ago?
2017.
Okay.
We started in 2013. Now we're fast forward. Okay.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
So Kelly's doing a drive-by. She sees Ronnie's truck, or not Kelly's doing a drive-by. Katie's doing a drive-by. She sees Ronnie's truck at Kelly's house and she did not like that. So an altercation, she got out of the car.
Oh.
They came out of the house. There was an altercation in the driveway. It wasn't physical or anything, but it was loud. And from that point on, Katie really wanted Kelly out of the picture, like out of the picture. She gave Ronnie an ultimatum that he had until September 15th to get rid of Kelly or she was leaving him and taking the baby. Unfortunately, Ronnie allowed Katie's threats to justify in his mind at the time a reason to commit the most cowardly, horrific action ever. He had Kelly murdered. Yeah. A man who Kelly was familiar with because he was doing some work on her house, as well as that man's associate, entered her home and both shot and stabbed her.
How do you just get somebody to do that for you? Like, there's that many bad people where you're just like, oh, hey, you know what? This bitch's got to go. And then they're like, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, I mean, he only paid him $8,000. Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like, you know, Ronnie has a glorious moral compass.
Clearly.
I mean, and if you are who you hang out with, it sounds like, you know, they didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was clear from the crime scene that Kelly had tried to fight back and was just overpowered. They left her lifeless upstairs in her craft room. Mm-hmm. And then the two murderers went downstairs, made themselves some food, had some drinks, smoked some cigarettes, and just as callous and carelessly as they had killed Kelly, they left behind the evidence of their post-murder meal mess.
Stop it. Like, not thinking about DNA or fingerprints or any of that stuff?
No.
They drug addicts? I mean,
I don't know, but I think also because she had a relationship with, she had known this guy, at least one of them, because he was supposed to put it in an above ground pool in her house. And so, I mean, he could have just said, like, I had an excuse to be there.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't trying to hide it. So Kelly had multiple security cameras. So the men took them down and as well as like the black box type thing that had all the stored information, but it was real obvious that they had because they left all the wires and everything exposed.
You could probably see them in the tape, like taking them down. Idiots.
Sadly, how Kelly's body was discovered was because Kaden hadn't heard from her mother in 5 days, which was unusual. So she went to go check on her and found her mother's cold body in the horrific crime scene.
Oh my God. I mean, that is like, that is so sad.
Awful.
Yeah. I just can't with that. Like, now so I don't want to go to Princeton again.
Right.
People like this living in that town.
Well, they don't live there anymore, if that's any consolation.
Okay, good. Because I like the people that I met there so far. Right.
Well, you should ask them for the tea on this. I'll bet they know all about it.
I am going to
Because it was like the first homicide that had happened in Princeton in 20 years or something like that.
100% I'm asking.
Yeah. So it's not on the a regular recurrence. Well, so Kaden called the police, you know, after finding her mother, and a homicide investigation ensued. When Kaden was questioned about the people in her mother's life, she was quick to name Katie Robinson because she was one of the few that knew about the on and off relationship her mother had going with Ronnie. And of course, the bitter confrontation that they had had just 3 months prior in front of Kelly's house.
Yeah. And
she's doing the drive-by. But when friends of Kelly's learned about her death, not knowing about the relationship with Katie, you know, they were quick to tell the police about Tiffany because naturally they thought she must be behind it. You know, everyone knew Tiffany was bitter because, you know, since she had left Ronnie, it was no secret. There was no love lost between, you know, Tiffany, Ronnie and Kelly. So Tiffany was, of course, questioned along with Ronnie and Katie and other people in Kelly's life. And initially, investigators didn't have strong suspicions that any of them were tied into the murder. It all sounded messy. And Katie did a good enough job playing down the drama. So she didn't lead them to the conclusion that, you know, she would have been motivated to conspire, you know, to have Kelly murdered. A neighbor reported seeing a truck with Illinois plates in Kelly's driveway a couple days, you know, before her body was found. And Ronnie was helpful in identifying that truck as belonging to Robert Vail, who he knew. You know, he said, like, I know this guy. He's been doing some work for Kelly.
Yeah.
Robert was questioned and explained that the work... He had been doing work for Kelly and that the last time he saw her, she was all well and good.
And he was making a sandwich downstairs.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, there weren't any initial suspects is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I'm just
so
saying,
after
did he say that he did that before he left?
No, he did not. So after the initial questioning, the investigation was sort of at a standstill while they're awaiting for crime scene
forensics,
evidence, like the phone, to get processed and for Kelly's cell phone records to come in. Well, Kaden, being distraught and feeling helpless when it appeared to look like the investigation wasn't really going anywhere, took it upon herself to question the neighbors about if they had seen anything. Okay, side note. The police were actually cool with this because they said oftentimes people will volunteer information easily to regular people that they don't feel the need to do so for the authorities.
Well, I think that could be true. And maybe just when you're talking to just a civilian, you don't have the anxiety of somebody in uniform talking to you where you kind of forget everything. It's like being on an interview, right? Like you want to say...
I agree.
Something. And then you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot to say that and whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, a neighbor told Kaden that he had seen a man he only knew as D there on Saturday, as well as the truck. Mm-hmm. Kaden did some more private investigating on Facebook and figured out who this D was and told the police.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if you go by a name that's not yours, a little sus.
Well, the police found out this individual, whose name was Delvin Powell, had an active warrant for domestic abuse, and so they went and picked him up at the motel he was staying in. They searched his motel room and vehicle and found he had ammunition for a .22 caliber, which was the same
gun that
type
killed
of
her.
Bullet, yeah, that killed Kelly, and multiple knives, as well as the same security system that was missing from Kelly's place.
Wait, he just had it with him? Like he took it down?
He
and
had
it,
in,
it
his
in his
car.
Car.
I guess he was gonna try and sell it.
Oh, he's a real peach.
And yeah, I mean, if you're gonna bother to take the security system, you take like an axe to that, crush it in a million pieces, and put it in a dumpster, right?
You throw it in some lake somewhere far away.
Right. Okay. But whatever. Criminals aren't always smart.
Well, clearly this guy is not.
Mostly they're not. Thank God. That's how they get caught. Okay. So Delvin is a clear suspect, but they hadn't made the connection yet why Delvin had possibly targeted Kelly. While they were working on that, interestingly enough, both Ronnie and Katie were reaching out to Kaden during that time, checking in on her, seeing how she was doing, wondered if she needed anything or had heard anything about the investigation. Katie told Kaden that, you know, I just really feel bad for you, honey, because she said she had lost her mama too, and she knew how she must be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Vile, right?
Kaden's
guess what?
Like,
her mama wasn't even dead. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Liar.
I also love, yeah. Well, I have a child named Kaden, but I love that it's a girl's name.
Oh, Kaden is a good one in this story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I
would have had to warn you.
I was going to name Kaden, whether girl or boy, Kaden, when I had him. It's a good girl's name.
True.
Or boy's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, so she's like, F you.
No, Katie. She doesn't know. She thought
so
they were being
like,
genuinely nice.
Oh,
no,
she's
she
too
had good,
young and
she doesn't know.
Thinks that
she
people are
thinks
good.
That some, and she's not thinking, you know, she's given the police any information that she finds, but she's thinking this is just a random act of violence. Not these two
Come
people.
On.
Ronnie helped plan the damn funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So after about 2 weeks, you know, of the investigation going on or whatever, cell phone records were received by investigators, and then they knew they had been a little bit duped.
Mm-hmm.
This love triangle between Ronnie, Katie, and Kelly was tumultuous and included a lot of bitter back and forth. And on top of that, a friend of Katie's who asked to remain anonymous, dropped a dime on her girl, saying that not too long ago, Katie had hatched a plan to get rid of Kelly by planting drugs in her car and having her arrested. But it didn't work. I mean, that is like that PTA, one of our earliest crimes.
I know. That was actually one of the ones I was thinking about redoing. Such a good one.
Yeah, that'd be a great one. Yeah. Such a good one. Okay. So Katie was called down to the station again and questioned, and this time the Texas Ranger that interviewed her in his cowboy hat and shit said, now I have the full deck of cards.
Ooh. Okay.
He told her, you're lying and I know it.
Nice accent. It's just perfect.
Thanks. Uh-huh. To which Katie responded, okay, maybe she knew a little bit about the plan to kill Kelly, but it was all Ronnie, really. Okay.
Oh, she said she like came to mm-hmm. Jesus. Like,
mm-hmm.
wow. Mm-hmm.
She said Ronnie hired Robert Vail and Delvin Powell, and that's all she knew. Robert was calling all the shots because she said that Kelly was volatile and he wanted her out of his business and crazy crap. Like Kelly was threatening to burn all the business records. And none of this adds up. This is 2017. This is the age of computation.
Yeah.
You don't need a paper trail. Okay. Right.
Also, just FYI, if you mm-hmm. know about a murder, You can't just keep it inside yourself. Like, that is also against the law.
Well, and it was against the law the first time she was questioned, and she lied to authorities.
Yeah, that's true too.
You can they can press charges for that too. Yeah. So, okay, the gist of Katie's confession was that, you know, she had knowledge and she was just all about throwing Ronnie under the bus. And so they called Ronnie down to the station, of course, right? Mm-hmm. And told him as much, and he did not argue it. He took full responsibility and said Katie had nothing to do with it. He said he paid Robert Vail $8,000 to carry out the whole thing.
And then what about the other guy? What about Delvin?
Well, he was hired by Robert Vail. Yeah.
For how much did he get?
I don't know how much he got.
Probably $500 or a cheese sandwich.
I don't know. I mean, he was still trying to sell that security camera. I don't know. It's not enough. Okay. Yeah. Not that it ever is. Okay. Well, the problem, you know, usually investigators are like, thanks for the confession. So glad we don't have to sit here for hours.
Yeah.
But the problem that they had was because they had subpoenaed both Ronnie and now Katie's cell phone records. They had read the text, you know, message conversations, you know, that played out. And it was apparent that Katie actually was the real driving force behind coming up with the murder plan. And she was the person who wanted Kelly gone the most. Remember, she gave Ronnie an ultimatum. Get rid of her or else, you know, you lose me and the baby. I mean,
or everybody just leaves everything, loses everything, right? I mean,
yeah, Katie is so senseless.
Yeah.
Because with Ronnie, let me just tell you, no ultimatum or anything is going to long term stop this man from stepping out on you. Just ask Tiffany. She put up with it for 20 years, right? So killing Kelly was never going to, you know, rectify anything in your effed up relationship, but that might be real hard for you to understand because when you actually plan and plot someone being killed and then you call their daughter and fake compassion and lie about your own mama being dead, you are a stone cold sociopath. Just saying. Yeah. So 2 months after Kelly was murdered, Katie, Ronnie, and Delvin, and Robert, all four were charged in relation to the murder. There was DNA at the scene that matched Robert and Delvin. Ballistics matched the ammunition, and the security system in Delvin's possession was found to be Kelly's. And so those two men were pretty cooked at trial.
Yeah, for sure.
Both men received life sentences without parole for capital murder. Ronnie did not go to trial and took a plea for a life sentence.
Katie, with parole.
I don't think so. I think without parole, just not death.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Damn it.
It's okay.
Okay. So Katie also took a plea in 2020. When they went to trial, or right before it was supposed to go to trial, she took a plea for 30 years with the possibility of parole, which she is eligible for in November 2032. I am not sure who is raising her child that was just a couple months old at the time of her and Ronnie's arrest, but, you know, really sad this innocent child lost both their parents because of their bad choices. And to Kelly's children and family who lost her for their bad choices too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, these guys. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I looked it up. Sentenced to life in prison, but it doesn't say that it's without parole. You know, whose does is the Devin Powell and Robert Beale.
Yeah, they didn't get parole.
Yeah, so this guy, life sentence after pleading guilty for his role in the murder of Kelly Underwood. It doesn't say. He might get paroled. I mean, I don't think it would be for...
It's going to be a long time. It's going to be... And it's Texas.
30 years, probably.
They're not going to like that.
No.
Well, you know, right. I watched an interview.
This guy's not my, I don't know what these people are seeing in this douche.
Right? Yeah. Well, I watched an interview with Kaden and she's real mad about Katie getting the possibility of parole.
Well, I'm sure because she's the mastermind.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks life.
But we've seen this before in another Texas case. That one girl didn't even get helped the boyfriend kill his parents, and she didn't even get one. She has one day in jail or something every like year for the anniversary. I mean, it's something crazy. Yeah, so Texas likes our women not in prison. That's
pretty
what I think.
People get lighter sentences.
It's true.
Sad but true.
I know. It's true. It is true story. Wow. That is sad. This poor woman. Well, hopefully, and I'm sure it sounds like Katie is really doing a good service for her mother and just being a badass disco biscuit. Oh, Kaden. Sorry. Yeah. All these K names. Sorry.
Yes, I know.
But Kaden is doing well. Do you know where she's living? Is she still in Princeton or in Texas or somewhere?
I believe she's still in Texas.
Okay. Well, if I run into her at the pole vault place, I will be sure to tell her that I hope all
good
the best
investigating,
for her.
Yes. Girl. Sorry about your loss.
Yeah, real sorry about your loss, but what a badass she is. Also, I had posted something on my Instagram tab, The Housewife, about my hair. Did you see my post today?
No.
Look how long my hair is, dude. Somebody even said something. I think it's growing by the second from our hair serum. So if you guys have not checked out Five Crimes yet, you have to do that because you will love everything. But the hair serum is really, it's called Scandalous Scalp. It's so amazing for your hair. And it'll help it grow and be thick and healthy and beautiful. And then also, I just want to give a shout out to the Whipped Body Butter. Have you been using that?
Yes, of course. I love it.
Okay. Well, we haven't really talked about it.
I thought you were going to give a shout out. You said it so genuinely, like you were going to give a shout out to a person.
I know, but this is like almost better than a person when you put it on your legs.
It is.
I know. And we haven't really talked about it.
It was really satisfying.
Sold out forever. And so it like barely just came back in stock. And so I just wanted to like let everybody know it's so good.
It really is whipped.
It's whip it.
Yeah. It feels like, it doesn't feel like some like
thick, gooey,
gunky lotion. It just goes on. It just feels light and leaves you moisturized and it smells amazing. Yeah.
Go to FIVECrimes.com. Don't go to the one with the five because that guy's trying to extort us for money. So make sure you go
fucking get him.
Oh, I'm like, F you. I'm like, dude, come on. Give me a
who does
break.
That? That's like so trolly to like, you know, hold people's domains hostage.
I mean, it really is. And then get here's another thing. Somebody else. So if you have not rated and reviewed us, please do so. It'll only take you a second and we really, truly appreciate it. Some asshole the other day wrote a one star because we did a unsolved case, which by the way, we hardly ever do an unsolved case. It is like not our jam at all.
It was mine.
But was it yours?
Why are you telling me these things?
No, I'm not.
I have stomach problems.
Oh my God.
It's like this stuff.
Who cares? Whatever. Okay. Somebody give us a five star so it combats that asshole. Yeah. But seriously, like you obviously haven't listened to us enough because we do unsolved cases sometimes. And sorry, we didn't give you a
listen,
warning.
I wouldn't give someone a one star. I mean, I would never give anybody a one star. I had food DoorDashed. Okay. I had food from the Habit DoorDashed.
Did they steal it?
And the guy did not bring me my kids their milkshakes. Okay.
Yeah.
Which you should notice because they would come in a drink carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
I messaged him. He's like, that's what the store said. That's it. Okay. Well, I'm like, the store is not very far. And I just know they're just sitting there.
Yeah. So did you go there?
He's not going to go back and he's not going to go back and get them for me.
So did you go?
No, I just.
No, you just.
No,
you
I
did
went.
Go?
Yeah, I went.
And were they sitting there?
Yeah. The manager was like, I just threw them away. I'll make them for you again.
Oh, dude, I would have loved it if you like took a picture and been
but
like,
I didn't
sent
even give
like,
him a bath. I didn't even get, well, I didn't even, he knows where I live.
So I know.
That's one
I wouldn't
thing about DoorDash, but then I didn't even give him a bad review because
he knows
I
where
you
live.
I think it's bad karma. And then guess what?
What? He gave you a bad
then
review?
DoorDash refunded me my money because of my good karma for not leaving the dude a bad review. And then I was going to pay for the milkshakes and the manager at the Habit said, girl, you can just have them. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well,
so then they were free because of my good karma for not leaving bad fucking reviews my whole life.
They were free, kind of. Like you still had to get in your car and drive over there. I mean, technically they weren't free, but okay. Time is money, girl. That's why you DoorDashed.
True.
But anyways, all right. So thank you all for listening. If you haven't checked out our Patreon, like I said earlier, please do so. Check out our five crimes. And if you have not booked your tickets to Crime Con, now is the time. Use our code Housewives. We are going to be there in just over a month on like May 31st in Nashville, Tennessee. Bring your boots and bring your Daisy Dukes because we're going to have a real good time. That's
word.
It. Clink, clink.
Okay, clink, clink.